This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
We're
also a little bit traumatised from discovering we're all ancient on today's show, I think.
See, we did kind of like things that would make you realise you're a little bit older on the show, and now it's kind of turned into a conversation where it's like, this is interesting.
Yeah, and like, is it fair? We were kind of talking to Dave just there off air about things that like girls feel like they have to live up to and whatever.
Yeah, well, like, for example, the TikTok.
I was just saying, I was on TikTok the other day and a TikTok that popped up was like, how millennials do their makeup? And I was like, oh, shit, that's how I do my makeup.
But I don't think guys...
Or, as I said, it's even worse. Another TikTok then came up and I was like, oh, is this a thing? And it was looks that I haven't even been able to achieve yet myself.
Yeah.
And I don't have the talent to do it, like the eye shadow and stuff. That's like apparently so old.
That's mad. But like Ash was only saying, and you'll hear this on the show later on, if you continue to listen to the podcast, that Ash basically was wearing like some sort of bag and her friends were like all wearing the same bag. But the younger sister was like, no one wears that.
I would never wear that.
Yeah. But I'm like, all these examples are just really girl heavy, where it's like guys would never turn around. Like some of my mates are much older than me, or some of my mates are younger than me. Like Ben is, say, like nearly 31. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I know I'm 29 or whatever, basically the same age. But like that, there is a difference there. And I'd never be like, Jesus, I'd never, that's real old.
And also, lad kind of trends, I feel, aren't that different.
No.
Like you wouldn't wear stuff that different to like a lad 10 years younger than you.
No, but like, say for example, if my mate wore, do you remember like superstars were a big thing?
Yeah.
If my mate wore superstars tomorrow, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, you have superstars, oh my god, you're so old. Do you know what I mean? Like, we just wouldn't do that. It's like, it's just whatever you want to wear, whatever you're comfortable in.
Society always does that. I think it's just like, it's ingrained in women to do that. So I think,
why
I don't know.
That?
I don't have all the words right now. I'd have to think about what I'm trying to say. But I think like, it's all money making.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's all making money off us to make us feel like we have to buy more or do more with our faces or wear this kind of makeup or whatever to be beautiful. Because if you're not, then you're no good.
And to look younger all the time. Yeah.
It's fucked.
I think TikTok is like obsessed with the
Gen Z and millennials,
like, and this everything kind of is Gen Z, everything's millennial, and it's like, or you're just you, and like you wear this,
just be you
because you're you,
it's
not
so
because
weird.
You were born
as well. In 2020, when I really got into TikTok, so there was feck all else to do, I was learning this whole thing that TikTok was very Gen Z based and that we were all ancient. And 2020, I was like 27, like, relax, and I got it into my head because of TikTok that my hairstyle is really old fashioned because I always wear a side parting, like a middle parting just doesn't suit my face. I
don't right.
Like a really not nice Avril Lavigne or something. And I went and got my hair changed and got like bangs cut in, didn't suit me, and I ended up for like a full year till it grew out having to wear like clips to pin back my hair.
That's
every
insane.
Day.
But
again,
like,
it's
even,
all just pressure.
Even with the, you know, the last, like say about a year ago, the gazelles came a massive thing, right? And every girl was like, need to go buy gazelles. But you'd never see lads wearing the same runners. Do you know what I mean? You'd never see lads wearing.
So true.
You just wouldn't see that.
So true. You don't be like, oh man, we need to go down and get those new Pumas.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the girls are getting fleeced.
I remember saying to some girl who works here, who she was only like 18 and she was an intern or something, and I was like, are these skinny jeans really uncool? She was like, yeah, like no one wears them anymore. And I was like, oh fuck it, I don't care. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's the boys that all wear skinny jeans.
Exactly, exactly. And that's a girl saying that.
Yeah.
A guy would never say that.
I just find it's interesting.
Yeah. There's some quote I'm trying to Google here on my phone. Do you ever see it? It's like I think it was taken on like the Underground or something years ago. It's always just the rounds every once in a while.
Live, laugh, love.
I can't remember it exactly, but it's something along the lines of, in a world where society
is like trying to get you to do something or be something.
Yeah, it's the bravest thing you can be is yourself. Do you know that kind of way? Something like that is in when society's like making you feel ugly to make money off you. Kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
look at Emma, Dave, and Ashley having a serious conversation.
Yeah,
changing the world.
Aren't we brilliant?
Changing attitudes.
Good luck.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. Hope all is good.
What's happening?
Morning.
How are we? Middle of the week. Not bad.
Slept my hair wet again. Standard.
Oh, for God's sake.
You weirdo.
I can actually see it
I
right now. It's wet.
Yeah, it is wet. Yeah.
And you know, I was only thinking today is the day. I am getting up earlier to start the car. I'm going to put the big jacket on. I was actually considering, as soon as I even got out of the bed, I was like, will I wear a hat?
I know.
Oh,
I was eyeing up that beanie this morning as well. I won't lie to you.
It is cold.
Yeah, there is.
It's cold.
And you know what I noticed as well? Like you said about the car, when you get into the car and there's that kind of breathy
vibe.
Yeah. and the steering wheel's really cold.
It's so cold, yeah.
It was 9 degrees in my car this morning, which I know isn't freezing, but it just reminded me, like, that's going to drop a lot. Yeah. Well.
I want one of those cars that you can do it on your phone. You just start the car with your phone and have, like, the heated steering wheel and things
like
that.
See, the problem is, if I had a car with heated seats, I'd never get out of it. I'd be down in the car park now.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair.
I was out walking last night and it felt so Halloween-y.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Crunchy leaves.
Yes.
This is your sign to crunch some leaves before they get all soggy.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
I actually, you're so right. I was looking out at my grass last night. The garden probably needs its final cut, the grass. I mean, but they're just, it's already destroying leaves.
I know.
Anyway, we're out.
It's mad how quickly it rolls in.
God, listen.
The weather of the season. The weather of the season.
Recharged.
Interesting day yesterday because we finished work at around maybe 11 o'clock like we usually do.
Yeah.
And we headed home, but I went to the gym and I don't know what you did. You go for a walk or whatever. And we had to come back in because we had an interview, right? And so we came back in at around about 2 o'clock.
Yeah, the interview was at 2.
And Emma was right where we left her, actually. Yes. sitting at her desk. She had a lot more bags around her.
Mm.
And I said, Emma, did you stay here for the entire duration? Did you not go home? No. You said, I wasn't bothered driving all the way to Rathfarnham just for a couple hours.
By the time I got home and then turn around again and come back in, I was like, it's grand to go for a little mooch around town or something to pass a bit of time.
In fairness, you are the furthest away from the office.
That's fair, yeah.
Three of us.
So you did go a little mooch around town, you went and did some shopping and things like that. And
I
said, what else did you do? And Emma says, well, I went to a marketing meeting. Something that we have never done.
I never will do. Something she wasn't invited to, mind you.
No.
And I heard from other sources that Emma didn't even bring a chair to the market meeting. She sat on the floor.
Yes,
you
I did.
Did not.
Yes, she I did. Yeah, they were all gathering around for a marketing meeting at 11:30. And I was sitting there like twiddling my thumbs and I said, can I come? And they were like, do you want to?
Voluntarily go to a marketing meeting.
Last half an hour, I'll see what the crack is in the marketing department this week. So I went in, didn't bring a chair, sat on the floor, listened to them all, and then half an hour, gone. It was great.
Oh my God, why didn't you bring a chair?
I just thought I'd bring the cool vibes.
She felt like she was popping in.
Yeah.
And what did you learn? What's the big plans?
The girly quiz event on Thursday is going to be cool.
Awesome.
Okay,
we've
cool.
got a massive big couch with lips.
Is that in Blanche?
That's the one in Blanche, yeah.
A lips
Blanche.
Couch. Oh, well, that was worthwhile then.
Yeah.
We got the couch. I learned that. What else did I learn? What else is the crack? The Harvey Norman last week when we were live. Went really well.
So was this specifically an Emma, Dave and Aisling marketing meeting?
No, they were just only bits I listened to.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Just bits about us.
Because I came in and Emma said I went to a marketing meeting and I said, what?
I said, I have one more update.
Oh, go on.
We're getting spin water bottles.
Oh, great.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
And I thought instantly, it was just like, it was just pictures in my head of all the things I'd rather do than go to a marketing meeting.
Voluntary.
Like, it was just like a list. It just instantly formed in my head.
I was like, why didn't you just go around town?
Yeah.
Like, there's a world out there.
That was one, number one on the list. Go for a walk in Stephen's Green.
Yeah. I would have said, visit a museum. The National Art Gallery, it's free. I would have popped in there.
Yeah.
Go down to North Earl Street and wave at the New York portal for an hour.
Right, that's true.
I'd rather do that.
And it's moving locations.
It is.
It's sometimes in Lublin.
go wild.
I would have done a food shop. I would have been stretched.
That's a good shout.
In that time.
Yeah. I would have drove on the Walkinstown roundabout in rush hour traffic. Listening to Cabin Crew, The Spark.
Rather than go to a marketing meeting.
On loop.
I would have sat down in the news talk reception and just said, I'm just waiting.
I'm just chilling.
Just strung out down there.
Do widths of the Liffey with a snorkel.
Would you?
And go to a marketing meeting.
You really wouldn't want to go. Don't want to go to that marketing meeting.
I would go for a walk in Stephen's Green with the Seagulls Hangout wearing a suit made of bread. Then go. To a marketing meeting.
So much bread. I would have offered to help the cleaner Narina clean the toilets rather than go to that marketing meeting.
Well, listen. We're getting water bottles.
Something we wouldn't know.
I'll see now. That's spin.
It's Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Hello.
And on yesterday's show, producer Callum was filling us in on his horror show, really, on trying to get home from Orlando the other day. He'd had a brilliant holiday and then a lot of travel drama on the way home with flight cancellations and diversions.
Yeah, I didn't realise things like that much stuff could go wrong. And yeah. It makes me think that you've put it out in the universe now and it's just going to happen to me.
I have a couple of long haul flights coming up and I am really terrified now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not good.
When you're diverted in the completely wrong direction,
yeah,
that's never a good sign.
That's a real loss.
26 hours it took him to get home and we were asking yesterday about your travel horror stories and we got so many messages in, we just had to come back to it this morning. So here is Ali, right?
Our flight out to Orlando went fine. Coming home, our flight kept getting delayed. We were supposed to fly to Chicago, I think it was, from Orlando. It kept getting delayed, then eventually it got cancelled. We'd been in the airport for like 9 hours at that stage. We got a different flight from Orlando to New York, had literally like 40 minutes by the time we got off our flight to make the next one. It was like the other side of the airport.
I couldn't.
And then had our flight home from New York. And I know, first world problems. The entertainment systems weren't working on the plane. You know, couldn't even distract ourselves with a movie or anything like that. We landed in Dublin, waiting for our bags. Like, 2 out of the 5 cases arrived. We were missing, like, 3 big ones and 2 small ones.
Lovely.
And we were like, well, all of our stuff is in those cases. So took, I think, 9 days to get them back eventually. And one of the cases was broken when we got it as well.
It just makes you think, why would I ever leave the house?
Why would I ever leave the house ever again?
Why would I pay for this service?
Yeah, this sucks.
Can you imagine getting back to bed, though, after all that, and you open the key door and you just get into it and you're like, oh my God.
Very quickly, are you one of the people that make your room really nice before you go away?
Yeah, we always scrub the gaff before we leave.
Coming back to my bedroom.
Makes such a difference. Leonie was on as well.
So we were going away to Benidorm. There was a couple of us going. Turns out that the flight was delayed for 10 and a half hours.
What?
They wouldn't let us back out of the airport, so we had to stay in the airport. By the time the flight came around, they boarded everybody on the plane. When we got on the plane, we were also delayed for another hour and a half.
Oh, crazy.
And rows started on the plane, and one fella had to be escorted off. In the meantime, I had started to vomit into a bag, and my sister was hysterically crying beside me, wanting to go home, all before we left Dublin Airport.
Jeannie
Welcome
Macaron.
To Benidorm!
I was going to say, there's only one thing to do for 10 hours at the airport, and it definitely involves getting sick in a bag afterwards.
Karina, standing by, you were in Japan, had a great time, but a bit of a horror show took place after, yeah?
We had the most amazing time.
Yeah.
We travelled around the length and breadth of the country. But then on the last day, we were racing across the platform and the travel pouch that my husband always puts our passports in just fell out.
No.
Oh, sugar.
Yes.
So you're getting on a train at that point, were you?
And we're getting on a train. We're on our last train. We've been up since 4 a.m. We'd gotten a taxi, 2 trains, and we were just legging it across the last platform and the passports fell out. So I actually thought my husband was going to have a stroke on the spot.
And did you clock that they'd fallen out?
No, not till we got to the platform and he went to put the tickets for the train back into the pouch. He's super organised.
Yeah.
And noticed they were gone and the sweat poured off him.
So what happened? God. Did you have a missed flight situation then in the back of that?
Oh yeah, we totally missed the flight. We spent about an hour looking for them. We asked in all the ticket offices. They were gone.
Oh.
We eventually just said we'd go to the airport. We were trying to ring the embassy. I was Googling. It said about 7 days to get a temporary passport.
Oh. 7 days?
One of the children was bawling.
I'd say you weren't far off yourself.
Yeah,
practically. So anyway, look, long story short, the airline were amazing. In typical Japanese form, they rang around every train station within about a 20-kilometre radius and they had been handed in. So they put us on the next flight, which ran very late. It was hugely delayed, so we missed our connection in Frankfurt.
Of course.
We must have been about 40 hours getting home.
Oh my God.
That is ridiculous. Karina, thank you so much. That's insane.
Yeah. That is triggering.
Losing your passport on holidays is never a good vibe. Jamie was on as well. It is Jamie.
So we were travelling to Orlando
From Dublin Airport.
Oh, it's Orlando.
So when we got to the desk after about an hour and 10 minutes of standing in the queue.
Lovely.
The girl informed us that we had to basically run to pre-clearance because there was over an hour's wait there, so we literally had to run. But in the meantime, we had to stop at duty free to get cigarettes because we knew that we weren't going to get any over there. Anyway, we got through, like, I think we were the second last to get on the plane. All the flights were delayed across the board because of the weather. This was only in July just gone, so, like, you can imagine the tropical storm. So there was just bodies and, like, people just everywhere all over the floor and everything just sitting everywhere. So we eventually got onto the flight and landed in Orlando Airport. And we were waiting for the bags. We had four bags in total. Two of the four bags came out. And when we tracked the other two bags, they were still at Dublin Airport.
Lovely.
It was a nightmare, absolute nightmare. But we got, oh, sorry, on the way back then our flight was cancelled because of the hurricane that came in. So we had to stay an extra 2 days in Orlando and pay for the hotel and stuff ourselves. Oh, you couldn't write it. We just had to laugh about it.
That is shocking. But did you get the cigarettes? Right, I'm never leaving the house again. Thanks, guys.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It's coming into the busiest part of my year me. Yeah.
Oh, the knitting, I'm sure.
No. All year I've been looking at this time, like end of September, start of October.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is.
Buckle up.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's where you have to come up with a Halloween costume.
No, but God, I'll just throw that into the mix too.
Oh, I really thought that's what it was going to be.
No, you're not right, but that's 100% on the list. I have three weddings within 4 weeks.
I thought it was nightmare. Two.
No, I'm actually going to a wedding this Saturday, the afters of a wedding. Yeah. So I have this Saturday, then I have two Saturdays after that, and then I have the Friday after that. Okay.
Oh my God.
And I have just written down kind of the criteria of each wedding or sort of the theme, kind of what's going on. And I think I'm going to complete wedding bingo in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, what's
because
wedding bingo?
I've got all the varieties of wedding and all the varieties of role in these three weddings.
Okay.
So this Saturday, I'm going to the afters of a wedding. I'm just invited to the afters.
Can I ask you something really quickly?
Yes.
Didn't you go to your first ever wedding last year?
Yes.
Okay, so it's all kicking
off,
darling.
I've only ever been to one wedding
here
before.
We go.
This is wild, okay?
Here we go.
Yeah. So the afters is this Saturday. That's grand. Then 2 weeks later, I'm going to a full wedding. This is my boyfriend's sister's wedding in America. So we've got foreign wedding tick. It's a 1 day long wedding. That's sort
perfect.
Of unusual. I'm a bridesmaid. That's another tick.
Oh yeah,
okay. Then 6 days after that, I've a wedding in Kerry. This is a 3 day long wedding.
Oh.
There's a day before night thing. I'm singing at this wedding. I'm emceeing the speeches at this wedding.
Stop.
And it's a black tie wedding. I feel like I've got all the possible things of a wedding.
You haven't got your wedding yet.
That's true. That's about the only job I have left to do.
Oh my God.
Is get married at my own wedding. I've done everything else.
Do you have outfits for each wedding?
Actually sorted, yeah.
Well done.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty good. But I'm just like, whoa, this is going to be interesting.
It's going to
be a lot of stories.
Yeah. I want you to tell us on the show, I'll give them all fake names, who had the best wedding.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, I rate them all.
Yeah, do.
Yeah, I'll give them all fake names.
Yeah, and do it under categories. Dinner. One.
Yes.
Right. Entertainment, two. Speeches, three.
Yeah. What am I missing, though,
bride's
that I
dress.
Haven't done?
Yeah, you haven't been maid of honour.
Truth. I haven't made a speech. I don't have to make a speech at any of these.
But you're emceeing, I suppose. That's
emceeing.
Tough enough.
Yeah, that is tough enough, yeah.
And I'll just milk that. Make it into a speech.
make it about me.
I don't really go to weddings unless I'm maid of honour. I've only been to two and I've been maid of honour for both. So I don't really know if I'd fit in at a wedding.
You can't really help.
No. Unless I'm maid of honour, I don't really want to be there.
Fair enough.
Know?
Yeah.
You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin, and we have a Whopper prize to give you each day this week on the show. We want to help you get back on track this September with FlyFit, an incredible prize for the taking.
You're really presuming people have fallen off track there, Emma.
Yeah,
that's actually a bit mean.
Yeah, lots of people. Yeah, I know I have. So I'm speaking for myself, sorry.
We want you either back on track or, you know, continuing that track.
Yeah,
or
staying on track.
If you're like me, starting that track.
Yeah.
We are talking about FlyFit. They got 20 locations nationwide, making it easier than ever to access the gym.
Yeah, I used to go to FlyFit and I used to always go to the classes because I'm kind of useless at doing things by myself.
Right.
And they do have unreal classes. High rock, spin, yoga, Pilates. There's something for everybody.
See, I feel like the classes would make me a little bit nervous. Even though, you know, when you're actually in that moment, it's fine. Where it's like,
all in your head.
It's just in your head where you're like, people are laughing at me because they know I can't. I'm not as fast as them. I can't keep up.
I've been to
no one
class.
Cares.
No.
And you know the way people say this all the time and they're kind of just saying it to be self-deprecative? I can honestly tell you that I was the buy-it country mile most unfit person.
I feel like that at every building.
I'll never forget it. But it's fine. No one cares.
Nobody cares. Yeah. We have an unbelievable prize, as we said. It's an annual roaming FlyFit membership and we want to give it to you.
When I say it was so bad, everyone was there doing sit-ups and I just lay there.
That is pretty bad.
I can't do any more of these. Yeah, whopper prize to go. And Eve is on. Basically, Dave's going into the gym each morning on the show into a FlyFit gym. He's working out with different machines and stuff. You're trying to figure out what he's up to. And Aoife thinks she knows. What are you up to this morning, Aoife?
Just on the way to work.
Oh, very good.
What do you do, Aoife?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, secondary school, primary school?
Primary.
Well, welcome back.
I think you're
back.
The first teacher we've spoken to since the schools have
gone. Actually, listen, it's all back now, lads. Which class do you have this year to teach?
Sixth class.
Oh, I was going to say, is it sixth class? That's interesting.
She's the heavy hitter in the school.
Yeah,
you've
got the, it means you've got the entrance exam.
And
the confirmation.
But they're great, though.
And the confirmation,
yeah.
It's going to be a busy year.
Are they all just dying to get into secondary school now? Or are they happy enough for the moment?
I know. They want to stay with us.
Oh my God, I never wanted to leave primary school. I was a blubbering mess. Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Right, well,
are you a gym goer?
I am.
Good stuff. This would be perfect for you, so.
Let's see if we can get you that FlyFit membership. You're trying to guess what I am doing in the gym. I'll give it to you one more time. I'm just going to hop on up here. Hold on, put my special shoes on. Because I'm going on a tour of France and I need, you know, a bit of training for it.
Faster, David.
Oh, faster. Oh, there's Lance Armstrong. Which is mad because my legs are strong. I think I'm coming to the end now, to be honest. Oh, that's enough, right?
Okay.
That's enough, right, yeah. Aoife, what do you think machine I'm using at FlyFit Gym?
Are you on the bike?
Am I on the bike? You're absolutely correct, Aoife. Congratulations.
Oh,
you have just won yourself a roaming FlyFit Gym membership for a full year.
I tell you, those kids are going to have some PE.
Yeah.
Once you get going.
Cheers, Aoife. Thanks, Mel. Have a great day.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Right.
Talk to you later. If you'd like to win that incredible prize, another chance to win it tomorrow on the show. But we'll do it before 9:30 tomorrow.
Ooh.
Just to make it fair, you know.
For the snoozers.
Everyone gets a chance. Yeah. The snoozers who should be up at the... Some people have already done a gym session this morning.
For 2 hours.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Yeah. This has been... Wednesday.
What is that music? It's a Wednesday.
I know. You thought you might get another day of breathing space, but no, we're talking about the girly quiz for a very important reason on the show this week. We're in our girly quiz era, and we're bringing the girly quiz on the road all this month, all throughout September. So if you've ever sat there going, Jesus, Dave, how did you get that one wrong? Well, let's see. We could be meeting you and putting you through your paces as well.
Now you can give them abuse in person. Because we are going to be in Blanchardstown Shopping Centre tomorrow from midday. The three of us are going to be there. We're going to have a big lips couch.
Yeah.
Which I'm really excited about. That is a couch that looks like big lips.
Yes. And you can sit on...
Said lips.
Yeah.
Sit on our lips.
And it's completely kosher. And we are going to have our girly quiz questions there. We'll have spot prizes as well. And we're going to test the people of Dublin on all things girly, just like we do to you every Thursday.
I'm just really, really happy it's not just me. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and you get to test people too,
which is
going to
be great. The fact that I get to ask questions, I feel like I don't even have the authority to ask a girly
quiz. You know what it
question.
Is? You're going to feel, exactly, you're going to feel that like authority.
That power,
and
is
that
it?
That power.
And you're really on top of the world.
Yeah.
And then you're going to next week just kick me right back down.
Yeah, we will.
Right back down. The
keep an eye on our socials, of course, for videos and all this. It's going to be really good crack. We're at official Spin 103.
I'm excited because we're actually going to be face to face with people. We can do questions like, what's this? And I'm going to hold up things because we can't do that on the radio. And I actually have a box in front of me of props.
We can do visual things.
So we're going to say, what's this? And hold up an eyelash curler.
Okay.
That's what I have in my hand. What's this? And hold up reusable nipple covers.
Yeah, yeah.
What's this? And hold up a moon cup.
Oh, is that what a moon cup is?
Oh, no, that's a scalp massaging brush. Oh. That would be pretty painful.
Scalp massaging brush. Stop.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. Celebrate back to college with free delivery on all your favourite brands.
I was thinking, I was like, it doesn't look anything like a cup.
Always bringing the gold.
What's that going to catch?
Oh, stop it. Yeah, we'll be at Blanchardstown Shopping Centre tomorrow for midday. So if you're around, to pop in and take on the girly quiz yourself. Coming up on 8 now. Emily, what are the roads like so far out there this morning?
Morning, starting off on the...
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello, good morning, hope you're well.
Morning.
Hey there.
I had the classic example of don't make dinner when you're really hungry last night.
Uh-oh, what did you make?
My friend,
don't make dinner when you're really hungry.
So, as in, do you know when you're absolutely starving and it's the classic example of your eyes are bigger than your belly?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like, you're like, of course I will eat that mountain of food.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, I'm like, I'll have a slice of bread and butter while while I stir the pasta.
Exactly that, right? So my friend was coming for dinner, so I went all out. I was like, let's go for a roast chicken vibe. The trimmings.
And you made it.
I did, actually. Oh, I actually cooked the chicken, didn't get a little cheat.
Honestly, next time you do that,
roasty.
Well, call me.
Okay.
I'll be over.
You're more than welcome. Honestly, I it's my new thing. Really enjoy cooking. So, like exactly you said, I cut up a roll like we were in Spain. Left it on the table for the girls. Lovely. Everyone was just buttering with the real butter. Everyone was bloody stuffed before the dinner even arrived.
That's the best.
I never touch the bread before a meal, ever.
That's so weird.
Is that weird? I never touch it.
I'm stuffed. Any more bread?
Yeah.
Mucho pan, por favor. So anyway, the chicken came out. All the gravy was... We were at all the gravy. Had a load of broccoli on. Just lathered the butter on the broccoli, right? Stunning. And then I served my friends sweet potato fries, mashed potato, and potato gratin.
Oh my God, you made gratin.
I didn't make it, I bought it.
Okay, classic.
It was like, Emma, are you all right there with all the potatoes? Potatoes coming out the yin-yang. We were absolutely stuffed. Went for seconds. I dessert in. My friend loves one of those weird, I don't know if she's into it. My friend Megan's into, what would you call it? Cream slices. Do you know that crap? Wouldn't be into them now.
I was like, that's quite normal.
Oh, right.
What's a cream slice?
Oh, like, man, just like gross. Those like pastry things just with cream.
Oh, I see what you mean,
she loves them, so I got her them because I knew she was coming up. And then me and Emer went for the big monster little cookies.
Oh, yeah.
With ice cream. We couldn't move.
Oh my god.
That really truly was
a lot. I'd say it was a dinner that was probably 3,000 calories each.
That's insane.
And we just lay there being like, are you actually cooked?
If you cooked me that, I would have thought I was going to the electric chair the next day.
Hit music now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Anyone else a little bit smashed after the summer, eh? Hands up.
Smashed being broke.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
for sure.
Smashed being broke, yes.
Too much out and abouting, too much fun. Like, way too much fun.
Yeah, like crazy amount.
And it wasn't even like a great summer in terms of like heat or anything.
No.
My God, was it loose.
I'm exhausted from all the fun. I honestly am.
Yeah, well, I'm worn out.
I'm worn out from the fun. Yeah. Too much fun was had. So with that in mind, I've kind of been saying to my housemate, because we're both in the same situation. This is Emma, of course. We need to just enjoy the fact that we pay rent. Right?
Yes, that's a good shout.
What
to
is
be
the
fair.
Plan for September? Well, maybe we should just enjoy our rent, i.e. be in the house more.
Get the value for money.
Not rocking around fields.
Yeah.
You know, not rocking around pubs, not rocking around gigs. Just
stay in your house.
Just stay in and get back into the, will we go to the mountains for a walk? That's a nice idea. But predominantly indoors.
In the house.
Okay, and if you're in a similar situation to me, your body is wrecked, your brain is wrecked, I'd like to bring you some ideas on how you could enjoy your rent in September if you too are renting in September, or if you own your own house, that's fine as well. This is just ways to keep you indoors, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think to kick off, and this is when we genuinely said we might do it the weekend, count how many sockets there are in the house. Because I actually don't know, and I feel like some of the rooms are lacking them, and then figure out what extension leads we need. There's a lot of extension leads roaming around. I'd like to do a bit of rearranging and just know where we're at with sockets, because I actually don't know.
I'd really be at peace if I knew how many sockets were in my house.
That's going to bother you now.
I think I'd be surprised.
Would you?
By the number, yeah.
Would you?
I think you'd find sockets that you never knew existed.
What a thrill that would be.
That would be... Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And then you'd be like, what appliance will I buy for this?
Oh, yeah. I know!
Guys, no, you're not. No buying. No buying appliances for anything.
Oh, sorry,
you
sorry.
You just know how many sockets are in the house.
A rearrangement.
It's on the list.
Do you relaxing.
Calm down. Do you remember Saturday mornings as a kid? Did anyone do this when you got out of bed in your duvet and then duvet slid down the stairs?
Oh. I've done that, yeah.
I think we need to bring back that.
Yes.
Like, as adults, it's really good fun. Again, another childhood thing that honestly... Build a fort, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just
forts
get into
great.
That fort and chill out. Boring one, but practical. Color coordinate your wardrobe.
That's very
fun. I think that's actually
I've
fun.
Already done that. I do that all the time.
Do you do?
Yeah.
I think this has been on my list for probably 10 years, and September is the time, September 2024. I want to download all of my teenage photos from Facebook for memories onto a memory stick, and I want to finally delete my Facebook
account. Do you know what? I might do the same.
Wow.
That's a big job, because I was the photo taker in the group with my digital camera. Like, my friend could go into Centre and buy a roll, and I'd be snapping her.
genuinely take months.
It's a big
That'll
job.
Get you
all the albums. Amy buying a roll.
Yeah.
Amy eating the roll.
Yeah, 72 photos in this album. Yeah. Download the monitor memory key for the memes and then get rid of that Facebook page that's just sitting there at this stage. If you're really struggling, missing the fun, camp inside. Just set up the tent
camp
inside.
There's always going to be something about a tent.
She loves the tent.
I don't know about you guys at the moment, but my Spotify playlist is full of crap that I really don't want to listen to anymore, and it's such an effort going through being like, what was that song I didn't like yet, and I went off that playlist. Clear out your Spotify playlist to make a new one.
They've made it so much more difficult now as well, which is so annoying. You can't just can't just press unlike. Now it's like, why do you want to unlike it? Where do you want to put it? You know, I just want to unlike it.
Yeah. Balloon volleyball. Played this a lot at kids' parties when I was young. Indoor balloon volleyball. Really good crack. Would highly recommend.
This list is quite eclectic.
On a Saturday night, I would highly recommend. Clearly it's there. It's looking at you. The floor is lava. Duh.
Yeah.
Anytime you want. And finally, indoor bowling is one that would be new for me.
Okay.
But I was really thinking about this because I just stare at all the bottles that are about to be brought to the bottle return scheme that just lie around the house now.
Use a sock or something.
You could use a sock, you could use a little tennis ball, play a little bit of indoor bowling before they make their way off to the return scheme.
That's very fun.
Very fun.
I like this. Just spending the whole month of September...
Indoors.
With your rent.
With your rent.
I like this.
You and your rent hanging out, counting sockets.
That's brilliant.
What more does anyone need?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
How do you know you're getting old? 087-711-1038. What are the signs that you've noticed recently where you go... I think I'm getting old.
And what I love about this question is no matter what age you are, you feel it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it could be 22. Like.
Yeah, honestly.
Exactly. You could be 22, you could be 45 and only really realising that you're starting to get a bit older.
Yeah, exactly.
So literally, like my sister's 19 and she's 20 in October and she's like, oh God, that's so old. I'm like, you don't even know, girl.
Yeah, but when it's you, like you've never been that age before. Maybe you've got clicky knees, maybe you have to, maybe you wince when you stand up, or maybe you're constantly talking about like engagement or worrying that you don't have enough cat food in the press. Look, that's just a random thing I'm throwing out there. It's surely not something I've thought about.
Of course not.
What are the signs you're getting older? 087-711-1038. I say this because a few horrifying comments have been made to me in the last couple of weeks that have made me come to the realisation that I too can get older. Even me.
Even you?
I know, it's crazy, right? I am 28. I'm incredibly young. I know this. but I am getting older. And look, it's just a fact. So the first comment came from our interim producer, Hebe, who took over when producer Callum was on holidays.
What
and
Hebe
producer Hebe is about 24, 25?
Yeah, she's a little baba. And when we even me saying that.
Yeah, she's a little baba.
She's a little baba. Ew, I hate myself. Dave and I went to Coldplay with producer Hebe. And I picked out an outfit that I thought was pretty cool. And I was like, I'm going to wear my cool Uniqlo kind of sack bag. If you might have this bag and it might necessarily be from Uniqlo. It looks like a bum bag.
I have one
like
from Penny's. Yeah.
Yeah, but it like you wear it kind of across your body. It's literally just like a little sack with a big strap across
all the,
it.
All the up bros wear them, no?
Yeah, like the like kind of like hipster lads were wearing them for a while, but then I'd say in the last year, like every gal that I know has been wearing them. And I said, I'm going to wear my Uniqlo bag. And when I arrived, Hebe said, oh, that's such a millennial bag. I was disgusted. I
Joanne,
said, Hebe,
hey,
I am Gen Z like you. I don't know what you're talking about. I was born in 1996. I'm on the cusp of Gen Z. Thank you very much. And I haven't been able to look at the bag the same since.
Yeah.
And then another incident happened with the same bag. I met up with a couple of my friends from school, and one of the girls brought her younger sister, who's again like 23 or
well, that was your first big mistake.
I know. I was like, this isn't going to go down. And I pulled out my Uniqlo bag out of the drawer to put on, and I looked around and realised everybody in the group was wearing the exact same Uniqlo bag except for the younger sister.
Oh no.
And I said, girls, I'm really scared that this is a millennial bag.
This is a sign.
Someone told me this is a millennial bag. And we said to the sister, you'd wear this bag, wouldn't you? And she goes, absolutely not.
No!
And I nearly got sick everywhere.
Really? Do the Gen Zs not like the bag?
I don't like the Uniqlo bag, and I can't believe it.
That's so funny.
Why are we also terrified of Gen Z?
I know. Because I am Gen Z, so it's crazy. And then the last thing was the nail in my coffin, literally. It was on the same night, and we were chatting away. We were just having our nice conversations. I noticed that the friend's sister had gotten kind of quiet, and we were talking about, you know, what's better, bio or non-bio pods for the washing machine.
Yes, of course.
The numbers.
Yeah, what is the difference? Someone tell me.
None of us knew.
Okay.
The numbers we might like to have at our fictional weddings.
Yes.
And
I'd like a small wedding.
She wasn't partaking.
Adding,
was she not?
She was probably on TikTok in her phone.
So Ash reached into her bag, she pulled out a hard candy.
So she pipes up after about 10 minutes and she goes, yous are after getting so old. She goes, I remember when yous were in school and I used to sit and listen to your conversations. You're talking about shifting boys and who's getting with who. And now you're talking about washing up tablets. And I said, you know what? I actually like my life now.
Yeah.
And I think I am getting old, and that's okay.
And I am curious about what the difference is with bio and non-bio.
And I still don't know.
And I will Google it now.
Yeah. So what are the signs you're getting older? Be honest. Be brave. 087-711-1038.
Drop your voice notes over if handy for you as well. You know this. You know the thing you hold down on WhatsApp? That will record your voice. Jason Derulo. Woo. It's tonight on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling. I think me saying that was probably really old.
That was quite.
Derulo. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, all the young people will go, Derulo.
Yeah, they would. There's just so many signs that we're all getting older. And on 087-711-1038 this morning, we are asking you, what are the signs that you are getting older? It is a hard truth that we're all having to face. Recently, I faced the truth that... Let's go on.
There's actually nothing any of us can do about it.
No.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Is there not?
I recently faced the hard truth that the Uniqlo bag, the kind of crossbody, like fanny pack turned into a crossbody bag that I wear absolutely every single day, along with all of my friends, is actually a millennial thing. Mm. And I'm disgusted.
What's wrong with that though? We are millennials.
Gen Z.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by the skinnier teeth, Ashling. Sarah Jane was on.
I knew I was getting older when on Monday I got up to open my and I pulled my whole neck, old age.
Oh no.
It's great.
Oh no.
Anything just by doing a day to day task is a real sign.
I love the way Sarah's probably like 29.
Yeah.
Old age. We're also afraid, but yeah, we'd love to hear your hard truths and signs that you've been getting older on 087-711-1038. The signs that you are getting older. I was telling you a few minutes ago that my friend's sister completely roasted us a few weeks ago because we were out for drinks, and she said, when I used to listen to your conversations in school, you were always talking about boys and shifting, and now you're talking about whether bio or non-bio laundry pods are better. And I'm okay with that. Look, it's just a fact of life.
She's a young girl and someday she will be fascinated too.
Someday she'll be looking for the answer to that question too. So how are you finding that you're getting older? 087-711-1038.
Get your voice notes in.
For me, it's my phone case.
Oh yeah?
Right, my phone case is ridiculous. Now, I haven't got to the age yet where I have the book.
Where you keep your card.
You know, where you have the phone and you have to flip open a page to see the phone. I haven't got to that age yet. And you know, I hope you're laughing if you have it.
Yeah.
But my phone has like a card holder. It has the pop socket that comes out so I can put my finger through to hold the phone.
It's hard sometimes,
it
isn't it?
And it has the magnet so I can stick it to the car so I can see where I'm going on Google Maps.
Yeah, I know.
So I don't get lost.
Just make sure.
Yeah, your phone case is a bit dark.
It's so bulky. It's like a builder's phone case.
Yeah,
but like every
and
other,
you keep your little Leap card in there as well.
I've my Leap card, I've my Revolut card, and for some reason I've my ID.
Oh, look, you never know.
Just in case the police want it, you know.
Adam was on.
I know I'm getting old because my 5-year-old son has shown me how to do things on the PlayStation. when I thought I knew everything about the base age.
Oh, he's five.
The day you have to give a level to your 5-year-old to complete is a bad day.
Oh, dearie dear.
Oh, God,
that used to be me.
Tough.
My brother used to give it to me and I'd complete the level for him, and now you're giving it to your 5-year-old.
Oh, God.
That is old.
Andrew was in touch as well.
I'm one of them that you'll call it and Baba. I'm only 23. The other day, I was on Amazon and I came across this really nice looking dish rack. And I was so excited and I almost added it to my basket. Then I realised, wait, I'm only 23. I should not be getting excited over a dish rack. But it was like so cool. It was one of those like double decker ones. And I'm like, I really should get that. Now that I think about it, I really should get that.
Oh my God, Andrew, why didn't you get it? Producer Callum has just put said dish rack on the screen. It's absolutely beautiful.
It is a stunner.
Get the rack.
Oh my God.
Get the rack. A different kind of rack. here's Kirsty.
I won a €50 voucher in work for Amazon, and all I could think about was buying an air fryer. So definitely getting out.
Now,
the
Kirsty,
air fryer is that one. Yeah.
It is. The air fryer also screams, I'm in college.
It does a
little
bit.
And I just throw everything into the air fryer.
See, yeah, but when you get a €50 Amazon voucher, if Kirsty is whatever it is, let's say she's 28, 29, there's so many fun things you could get with your Amazon voucher.
This
and you're
true.
Like,
yeah.
Air fryer!
Yeah, but that's how I knew I was getting old as well. Santa brought me an air fryer.
That was quite bad.
I was like, okay, even Santa knows I'm getting old. Like,
when Santa knows you're getting older, you're in serious trouble.
Not good.
Nicole, how do you know you're getting a bit older?
When you fall and it's just not funny anymore. When you fall and everyone thinks it's hilarious, but you know you're getting old. When you fall and it's like, oh, look at them, they just fell, are they okay?
Oh God, if someone came over to help me after I've fallen, I'd be in bits. I'd be like, actually leave me here.
It's like when it used to be like Dave fell, or it's Dave had a fall.
Yeah.
So true.
That's when you know he's old.
He's taken a fall.
It's serious now.
If someone's had a fall, it's so different to they fell over.
Yeah.
You fell over.
Such a good one, Nicole.
Thanks, hon.
Thanks, bye.
Bye.
I feel like singing, we're all in this together.
Ashton, that's very old.
No,
of you.
Guys, we are, because we asked you about half an hour ago on the show to tell us what are the signs you're getting old. And this is just so relatable now. We all just feel in our own way, and it's all relative. We're all different
ages. No matter
the
age.
Yeah, just little things creep in. You go, getting old,
totally,
getting on. But really, we're not. We're all good.
Absolutely. Maria was on.
You know it's bad when you're 28, but you have a 10-year-old, and she's like using all her little slangs like sleigh and all this stuff, and she's like, oh, Mom, you're so old. And I'm like, oh. It's actually like, I didn't even realise that I've been told I'm not killed anymore. And I'm like, I'd actually rather be my kill than your kill, because I don't know what sleigh is.
I don't know what sleigh. You're only 28.
You're 28. You should know what sleigh is.
Yeah, do your research. Also, now I think, God almighty, if you're 28, really cool younger mom, God help me. If I ever have kids, I'll be so much older than them. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
Carly is standing by. Carly, what age are you?
I'm 27 in 2 weeks.
Okay, nice.
You're 26 years old.
Still a baba.
And tell me this. How do you know you're getting old?
When I'm driving and I have to lower down the music so I can see properly.
That's so true. I have to get into that car parking spot. Turn down, Jason Derulo.
I can't see the road. That's so good.
It used to be something that you always see your parents doing. You're like, why are you switching off this banger of a tune to park the car? And now you're like, oh my God, turn that off. Don't speak to me. I'm trying to park the car.
That's so funny. I love that, Carly.
Thank you, Carly. You know, I was out doing a bit of shopping yesterday and I needed some underwear. And I was standing there and I noticed that my whole perspective on underwear is changing.
What way?
Instead of, ooh, looks a bit saucy.
Spicy.
Ooh, a nice bit of spice. It's like, that'd be very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Come on,
Ashley, please. Oh, tell me it's not just me.
100%, you're veering towards the larger pants.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. Let's. There's so many years
the
for that
men
in the future.
Don't like that one.
No.
That's true.
Holly was on as well.
I know I'm getting old because I have to bring out a Gaviscon tablet now every time I go out and hand them out to my other old 27-year-old friend.
I swear, me and the boys used to go, before we go on a night out, we get a pack of Rennie.
We'd be sitting and having our last drink and my friend would pass around a Diorite each. Send
home
with that.
No, she wouldn't.
Yeah, she will.
That's amazing.
That's a mammy right there. I love that.
Oh, so good. Gary was on as well.
So I was coming home from Marquess then. How I know I'm old
I was coming into the housing estate and I seen a girl, she walking her dog, and her dog was doing his business, and she left it there and walked away. So I beeped and pointed at her and gave out to her, and I just thought to myself, oh my God, I'm so old, I can't believe I've just done that.
Have a guess at what age Gary is, everyone.
I don't know, 30?
28.
Oh my God.
28-year-old Gary giving out to people for not picking up after their dog.
Fair play to you, Gary.
I like Gary, it's over for you, sir.
The neighbourhood watch loves Gary. I have thoroughly enjoyed the last while asking you, what are the signs that you're getting older? It has made me feel a hell of a lot better.
Yeah. Absolutely.
About my own demise.
Except all the 17-year-olds listening going, oh my God, they're ancient.
Yeah, but you know what, 17-year-olds... You're going to get older as well.
No, you won't. You won't. You'll be young forever. Don't worry about it.
There's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
It's coming for us all.
I had just mentioned that while underwear shopping yesterday, I noticed in myself that my kind of attitude towards underwear maybe is starting to change. Don't get me wrong, I haven't totally given up. But comfort kind of is more important now.
You do have a new boyfriend now, Emma, so just be careful.
I know, don't worry. Lads, this is way too much information.
She was about to give up. Voluntarily give us the information and then gave out to us.
Sorry, that was... Anyway, go on.
Way too much.
I realised I'm old when I realised that my underwear, majority of it, is actually older than my children. Oh. My oldest child is 9 in November. Yeah, good times, good times.
Girl, go shopping.
Can we get a voucher for
honestly,
you?
Can we? I'll revolute you.
I was in TK Maxx yesterday. There's a few bits there now that would really sort you out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they're lovely. Old. They're granny panties. Don't go there.
No. There's other options. Well.
She just didn't want them.
David!
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna wake up.
With Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello and good morning.
What's happening? How
hey
are
there.
We? You know, Emma, you were talking yesterday about like renting a dress. And you were like, it's mad money.
Yeah.
I was thinking about renting a suit, but I'm like, what's the point if it's like half the price of just buying the suit?
Yeah.
We have we have awards coming up, yeah?
But I'm like, what's the point?
Don't get me wrong, I love the idea of renting a dress because like it's obviously much more environmentally friendly. I get all that. However, sometimes I look at like a decent looking dress, good quality, all the rest, could be say 70 or 80 quid. I just don't understand the logic of spending more to rent something.
I know.
But is it not like, see, this is the thing, like if I'm renting a suit, I want it to be Ralph Lauren.
I think this is the thing. It's like you're probably getting a really nice suit that maybe would have cost like 400, or like a dress might have cost 300, and you're getting it for 100 for the weekend. Yeah. But I still think that's still.
I know, and I don't want to go again. Like I want to be conscious. Like dress rental is such a smart idea, and
I'm
all
fantastic.
For it.
Fantastic.
But I just found like I think if I could buy a dress that I really like, my friend could wear it. Like I would share it around. Like you know, whenever there's anything coming up, we'd all be looking in each other's wardrobes.
Oh,
like,
and I'd definitely
never
wear it more than
a dress, and I definitely would wear it more than once. Or maybe down the line, you could get a cut up or something, or change the style of it or whatever.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm just like in a bit of a pickle at the moment. I don't know whether to actually just go out and all out and buy the suit.
How many suits do you have right now?
I have one and it's great. I have another black suit, but like it's not really like...
Is it a funeral suit?
It's a funeral suit.
How long have you had it?
Oh, years. Like.
How many suits on average would like, say, a 40-year-old man own?
A 40-year-old man might own about 4 suits.
I guess it depends on his job.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just say you don't wear a suit.
If he's Wolf of Wall Street vibes.
Yeah. That's what I'm like, and that's what I'd like for the awards, is a Wolf of Wall Street vibe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want a label?
And in that way, I will have to rent.
I'm just thinking that, yeah. How much is a full suit?
Yeah, I haven't.
It's about 300 quid for like a decent one. Like,
there's a lot of parts, aren't there?
And what about the waistcoat? Does that make it?
That's a thing. That's a tuxedo or something. I don't know a lot about suits. Hence, I only wear tracksuits and hoodies.
Yeah.
Yes.
And are you going to wear any? Are you going to wear your runners to the awards?
Emma, runners with a suit, of course.
Recharged.
Well, the huge night in the States, the big presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump.
I can't wait to go back home and watch it.
Oh, I know. I was just raging it was on so late.
Is that really old? Is that really old?
Yeah, no, it really is.
You should record that now.
I can't wait to get my teeth into that later.
Yeah.
Maybe a highlights reel would do me, or just good scan on Twitter. But yeah, I am looking forward to it. There's plenty of goodies on Twitter already that have kept me entertained all morning. But I want to talk about the debate prep for a couple of minutes. So I came across an article yesterday and it described the preparation styles of the two candidates, and they're both, as you can imagine, very different.
Yes.
So Trump's debate prep sessions were purposely not called debate prep. They were just called policy time. Probably because he was like, I don't want to be seen to be like prepping.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Right. I don't need to prep. But to be fair, he doesn't really do much prep because he is more of a off the cuff kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. So in these policy sessions, his aides would kind of like sit opposite him on a long table, apparently, and kind of question him back and forth, kind of refreshing him on his stance.
I'm sure no one prepped him on some of the rubbish he came out with, oh, God. From what I've seen already.
I'm sure not. I would hope not. Anyway.
It just goes in one ear out the other.
Mm. Yeah, and apparently he only had a handful of these sessions, so he didn't prep loads. The main focus apparently was them getting him to come across as happy Trump and not bully aggressive Trump.
That was the point.
Yeah, that was like what they were trying to like drill into him. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris was holed up in a hotel room for the 5 days before the debate.
No.
With a fake stage and replica TV lighting.
Wow.
Working opposite an actor who was dressed and mimicking Trump.
No!
Yeah.
Oh my God, like a Shane Gillis type. That's full amazing.
Method acting.
That's the way to do it.
Isn't that cool?
That's deadly.
I want like a TV series just about those 5 days.
I want that job.
How weird.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she was
built
like...
a wall. I don't care. Yeah. Build the wall. So doing the hand gestures.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, how did she not laugh?
Like, he's such a cartoon character.
She the whole time be like, that was really good.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good one. So obviously preparing her for all the random things he was going to throw at her on the night. It seems like she did pretty well against him last night too. But
well, she
anyway.
Would have to prepare for that. Like, I mean, the only thing that she didn't have was while they were talking, the other microphone wasn't on. That's the other thing. But for the most part, you'd probably just hear his little snipes.
Yeah. Yeah.
She had to prepare for that.
Absolutely. The craziest thing. Anyway, yesterday, you know me and my connections.
Yeah.
I got an email.
No.
From the head of Kamala's team.
I forgot.
Oh my God, Aisling.
Yeah, and it contained four MP3 files. And it was of the questions that the Trump impersonator was putting to Kamala, or the different kind of pieces of rhetoric he was throwing at her to see how she would handle it.
So they just sent that over
to you? They just sent it over to me.
MP3 files. Yeah.
Yeah, just being like, I know you have a show and all.
Did, oh, now be careful now. Did it say at the bottom of the email these files are not to be trans, like, put any. Yeah.
There was something encrypted at the bottom of it, but I just didn't
know. The encryption just said embargo.
Yeah, I didn't understand that word. Yeah. So they're in the system now, and I've got a couple of those examples.
Wow.
So here's the first one, just a classic kind of Trump diss and brag.
I've never been to jail. They said I would rule jail. Kamala looks like a lady that's been in jail several years. Look at her hair.
Just like a classic diss to her physical appearance. And
sure.
So that was one of the ruses that they used. Another one.
Kamala hates dresses. Why are you always wearing those suits? She's trying to look more manly, like me. But I'm a real man and a real president.
Wow. Yeah, just a little...
I'm a real man.
See how she'd handle a little president. Bit of casual sexism. And then he was kind of throwing out this impersonator some conspiracy theories, as Trump kind of does. So here was one of them.
Kamala Harris sounds a lot like Simon Harris, the Irish tea sack. He must be her cousin or something. She's in cahoots with the Irish to give them all our potatoes.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, God, yeah. We should really explain, because this sounds so real.
And then the last one that they sent me over in the MP3 file was a question that they got the Gen Z intern to write.
When I was the president, everyone in the White House loved me. They said I had Riz. I was the best president. Very demure, very cutsy. Slay.
Very cutsy.
Okay, AI was a big friend to you there. Let's
Absolutely.
Just be straight about it. In case we're seen to be
four
spreading
for four AIs.
Four for four AI. Yeah, different websites.
I can't wait to watch that back later. I swear to God.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Just to note, tomorrow we're going to be coming to you. Well, we're not. The show's not going to be coming to you, but we will be at Blanchardstown Shopping Centre tomorrow for midday, because we want to put you to the test on all things girly. We're in our girly quiz area.
We've got the show and we're going to Blanche then after.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's so much work.
I know. We're bringing the girly quiz on the road all across September, Blanchardstown Shopping Centre tomorrow for midday. Now though.
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter will never go away, it seems.
The boy who lived.
I don't want Harry Potter to go away. I want J.K. Rowling to go away, but I don't want Harry Potter to go away.
I get that. I actually fully understand what you mean by that. As I've said before, I've tried my best to be a Harry Potter fan, and I just can't be. I've tried to read the
books. I've got to say, it's unusual that you're bringing this.
I know. Well, I think it is exciting. There's huge opportunity out there for the next stars, because HBO is hosting casting calls to find a new Harry Potter, a new Hermione Granger, and a new Ron Weasley for the new Harry Potter TV series.
Yes,
okay,
TV.
So I presume each movie will be split across the series. I'd imagine.
That'd be cool.
It'll be a lot more depth, won't
it? God, I hope it's good now. I really hope they don't mess it up.
I presume they can't mess it up, though.
HBO, that gives me hope.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So the open casting call is for children to play the roles of Harry, Hermione and Ron. And they're saying that if your child would like to be considered, please head to their website. You can find that online. And they're only able to consider children aged between 9 and 11.
Okay.
And a resident of the UK or Ireland. Okay. Really cool. And applications must be submitted by a parent or legal guardian.
So they're going real.
I think it's really sad that it's only for kids. So I think for the next few minutes we should forget about that.
Okay.
Because Aisling, we know that Aisling is already an actress.
Yes.
You pull off.
I'm
5'8",
so I look like a child anyway.
We could get rid of that hair dye and try and make you look a bit more babyish, and I think we could get.
Yeah, yeah. I do a good Hermione, to be fair.
You did
play the artful Dodger in Oliver.
No, I played Oliver.
Oh, sorry.
He was Oliver in Oliver.
I was the star.
You played Oliver in Oliver.
Get it right. So I have printed you some scenes from the first Harry Potter Philosopher's Stone.
What are these?
And excellent.
I would like you both to take them on in the roles of, in scene one, Hermione and Ron. And let's just get it out there and see maybe if there's a future for you both with HBO.
Oh, okay. I'm putting on my Hermione.
Yeah, I'll play Ron.
Okay, cool. Okay.
I don't have a lot of lines. Go on.
Look at you playing with your cards. Pathetic. We've got final exams coming up soon.
I'm ready. Ask me any question.
All right. What are the three most crucial ingredients in a forgetful potion?
I forgot.
And what, may I ask, do you plan to do if this comes up in the final exam?
Copy off you.
No, you won't. Besides, according to Professor McGonagall, we're going to be given special quills bewitched with an anti-cheating spell.
That's insulting. It's as if they don't trust us.
Is that in the first movie?
Apparently so.
I
have never heard of that in my life.
That is the dialogue from the first movie.
I know that movie inside out. That's not in the movie.
Okay.
That's funny.
I don't know where this is. Did you AI Harry Potter?
No. This was from, I said, dialogue from the first film.
Okay.
Okay, go scan it later and see if it come up with. Okay, scene two, including Voldemort and Harry. Who's doing what?
Bagsy Voldy.
Okay, I have loads of lines in this. Go on.
Harry Potter, we meet again.
Voldemort.
Yes, you see what I've become. See what I must do to survive. Live off another and be a parasite. Unicorn blood can sustain me, but it cannot give me a body of my own. I'm in a lot of pain.
Are you okay?
But there is something that can. Something that, conveniently enough, lies in your pocket.
Now, that was in the movie, so well done, Emma.
End of scene.
Is it?
I think I was really good at that one.
Is your voice okay?
Oh, my God, you were brilliant in that.
Thanks. I had one word.
Voldemort.
Final scene. It's Hagrid and Harry. Who's doing
well? You do a good Hagrid.
Hagrid.
Yeah,
I'll be Hagrid.
Okay.
Who are you?
Who are you? He's a Bolton fan.
Come on now. Hurry up. You'll be late. Train's leaving. Go on. Come on now. Hurry up.
1 minute.
Thought you were leaving without saying goodbye, did you?
Thanks, Hagrid.
Oh, go on. On with you. On with you now. Oh, listen, Harry. If that dolt of a cousin of yours, Dudley, gives you any grief, you could always, threaten him with a nice pair of ears to go with that tail of his.
But Hagrid, we're not allowed to do magic away from Hogwarts. You know that.
I do.
What happened to Harry?
He's gone posher.
He's on the only way to Essex now.
Creepy.
Hagrid, you know we're not allowed to do that. What are you on about? Expelliarmus. Stop it.
Your cousin don't, do we, eh? Off you go.
Oh, lads. Oh, that's a banger now.
So good.
Good to hear some drum and bass.
Yeah.
Is that what you'd call that?
A bit of rock as well.
Yeah, it's really
his voice when he does those kind of like real.
Yeah. Yeah, no, don't try and emulate it.
No,
but,
it's just like,
Soldier.
It's like really good. It's exactly like that.
It is exactly like that.
Hosier's new one, Nobody Soldier on Spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome to the greatest radio game of all time.
Nice day out there, is it?
Everybody says it's the greatest radio game of all time. Everyone says it. You know it's true. It's huge. It's going to be huge.
This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I have written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. If you would like to play, WhatsApp us the word game right now. 087 711 1038. I'm going to ask you something like, name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear three beeps. You answer on the third beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you are out. The thing about this game is everything is premeditated. I did all the questions this morning. The answers are written out. I can't change those answers.
Oh, actually, I can't see.
You can't see because I'm about to ask you some questions.
They're in black and white. But they are signed, sealed, delivered.
They're signed, sealed, delivered. And if there's ever a little bit of doubt in your mind, I will give that sheet to producer Callum and he will prove that I'm telling the truth, that is what's on the sheet.
You can WhatsApp it to you if you must.
So keep in mind, you're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. Everyone you get right, you will win an IMC Cinema Pass.
Nice.
Which I think is quite sound, right? There's five up for grabs. You could potentially be going back with five IMC Cinema Passes today. Do you want to play? Message us the word game right now in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038 and win up to five IMC Cinema
Passes. Game. I'm going
to
play.
Ashling Bonner would like to play. Emma Nolan would like to play.
Am I right in saying this game was born over the summer?
It was born over the summer, I think.
Well, stop being more new to this. It's really fun. Strap yourself in for banter.
This is what the game sounds like. Here we go with round number one. Emma and Ashling, name a designer brand.
Gucci.
Gucci. And I had written down Gucci and took it away.
You're always at
for Givenchy.
Givenchy. Gucci was a bit easy for me.
As soon as I wrote Gucci, I was like, this is a terrible idea.
I will say this. This round for you guys is a tough one today. Awesome. Round number two. Name a Lady Gaga song.
Edge of Glory. You and I.
And I have written down Bad Romance.
Yes. Nice.
Ra ra ooh ah ah. You are into round three. Again, bit of a rogue one.
All right.
Name a job where you must wear a specific uniform.
Army.
Nurse.
Army.
Yeah.
And nurse. Some great answers. And some great uniforms. Uh-huh. I have written down. Nurse.
Too obvious.
Ash, you are out, unfortunately. Emma, you're still in.
Come on, I'm actually got the shakes.
You are on to round four, and you're not going to like this question. Name a colour in the Google logo.
Yellow.
A great answer. I have written down blue.
Colours are so hard, you just never know what he's going to say.
Here we go.
Last one.
With round five.
This one's going to be probably a choice of two things or something.
If you were a normal player on this, Emma, you would win, be up for five IMC Cinema Passes. Keep that in mind. But you cannot win that, unfortunately. Round number five. To win, Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave's Written Down this week. Name one of the three Jonas Brothers.
Joe.
Ashling, for question number five.
She's cooked.
Can you say what I've written down?
I was going to say Nick. I had a feeling I was going to say Nick. Dave has written down the word Nick.
Yeah! Okay, brilliant. Fun. You can get involved and feel that thrill.
That is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Would you like to play for up to five IMC Cinema Passes? It's game in a WhatsApp right now to 087 711 1038 if you think you can beat.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome one and all to the greatest radio game of all time. Uh-huh. I have to keep saying that because Emma and Ash hate when I say that. So I'm just going to double down.
Gotta be
the greatest radio game of all time.
Absolutely. Nicola is a massive fan of this game, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I've been sitting here playing it in the car with my partner.
It's good crack, isn't it?
Yeah, it's some laugh.
It is good crack. Well, let's see if we can get you up to 5 IMC Cinema passes. You know the rules, I'm sure, since you love it. This is the game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin. You'll hear 3 beeps. Answer on the 3rd beep. If you say Finglas and I have Finglas written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. And if you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Here we go, Nicole. The best of luck. Round 1. Something simple.
Okay.
Name something you'd buy in IKEA.
A bed.
A bed. I have written down a mirror.
Nice. Lovely.
We're into round 2.
Nicole, you have 1 IMC Cinema Pass. Do you want to risk it and play for 2, or do you want to go home with 1?
No, I'll risk it.
Of course,
I'll play again.
Nicole, keep in mind you got to answer on the 3rd beep. You're going to hear 3 beeps, all right?
Oh, sorry. Right, okay.
It's okay.
Round 2.
You backed up the whole game. Give this another go.
Here we go. Round 2, Nicole. Name a room in your house.
Bathroom.
The bathroom. I have written down the sitting room.
Nice.
Done.
Okay, Nicole, you're into round 3 if you'd like it, or you can go home with 2 IMC Cinema passes.
I'll try it again.
Okay. Stay on.
Come on, Nicole.
Let's go for round 3. Nicole, name any streaming platform.
Now TV.
Now TV.
Oh, excellent. They're sponsors of our show.
And I have written down Paramount Plus.
Oh, a lovely
Brilliant.
Choice, Nicole. Awesome stuff.
I think I'll go for the full house here.
And you're going to risk the 3 and play for 4.
Yeah, play
All right,
for 4.
Let's do it. Round 4, Nicole. Name any day of the week.
Thursday.
That would be tomorrow. I have written down Wednesday.
Wow. All right, you're into the final round, Nicole. You gotta go for it?
Yeah, go on, sure, why not?
Go on, you go ting.
I would say, Nicole, that this question 5 is probably easier than most people's question 5 that they've ever gotten.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we're running out of ideas.
Here we go with round number 5. Now, if you don't know the names, you can just describe it. Name a finger.
Index.
The index finger.
Nice.
That would be the one next to your thumb.
The main finger. I would say the main finger.
And I have written down, for 5 IMC Cinema passes, the pinky.
Yay!
Nicole, congratulations.
I'm delighted.
5 IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. A fantastic player. Well done.
Oh, brilliant. The kids will be delighted.
Thanks so much.
Oh, we haven't had a win on a while.
I know, it's been ages. Well done,
brilliant.
Nicole.
Delighted.
Well
paid
done.
Off.
See you, Nicole. Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Good luck.
You too. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Brilliant.
Happier than some cash machine callers.
I was just going to say, I want the best for Nicole.
Yeah, so do I.
It's
She's great.
So true. Yeah, she was absolutely amazing. 10 out of 10.
Love her.
It might be one of the best radio games.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.